from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pick up your book bags. Grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Hey, give me my theme music.
All right. Tomorrow it starts. We get College Game Day from Dublin. Talked to Stanford Steve before he left for Dublin the other day. He'll be on that set with all the guys. We'll get a college football season preview leading into Florida State, Georgia Tech from Dublin. Florida State ranked 10th in the country. They are a 10.5 point favorite over Tech. And I can just tell you, there's a lot of public action on Florida State. So there may be a smell test pick to end the show today for the first week zero, they call it, in college football. So Denton, who hosts college football, a big-time college football show on Sirius XM during the season on Saturdays, but now this year on Friday nights as well, is going to give us a little preview of the upcoming season. And I think, Denton, because our audience, many listening, don't start to pay attention until college football until the season begins or on the verge of it beginning, I think we should start with just how unique this season is and the fact that, for those of you who don't know, this will be the first year of a 12-team playoff. We've gone from 4 to 12 just like that. It'll play out starting the weekend of December 21st. There will be a game Friday night, December 20th, a triple on the 21st with actual home venues for that. And then the bowl system will be used for the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and then there will be a national championship game. But let's just start with kind of how pumped are you that this is happening? And do you believe that, like some, it will somehow render the regular season less meaningful?
One, I'm pumped. You know, this is a day that many people prayed for, and then, as you mentioned, many people have gone on hunger strike to try and prevent, because the purists, they don't like the 12-team playoff. At one point, I was like that, because I thought, man, you know, that final week of the regular season is going to be so diluted. And then we had the final week of this year's regular season, and I was like, man, you know, like, it would have been really great if that LSU-Texas A&M game was for a spot in the playoff for Jaden Daniels to win the Heisman and get into the playoff. It'd be really great if, like, one of these later games in the season for Penn State really had meaning. So I love it. You know, I think it's only going to add more meaningful games to the schedule. Like, the top four teams maybe won't be in as much of a crunch down the stretch of the season, but let's be honest, most of them never really are. I mean, there's only a few times that we've seen a team lose a spot in the college football playoff in the final week of the season. So I'm excited for it. I think it expands sort of the fun that you're going to see. And I'm all about parity. And this is the first year that we are guaranteed some sort of parity. You know, we've been so accustomed to having a very similar four teams in the college football playoff for years. We know for a fact we're going to get more than just the normal four teams. There's going to be somebody that pops in there that we're not expecting. So I'm excited about that element of it. It took me a while to get here, but now that we are here, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I think actually just the whole idea that somehow it makes this incredible regular season, which you could argue college football's regular season is the best regular season sport of any of the major sports, college or pro, that we follow, because every game was so crucial. You know, you could lose once and essentially be out of it. But by nature of the expanded, by definition, the expanded playoff means that you're going to have more games that will be meaningful, because you'll be playing for a playoff spot. Like you said, LSU, Texas A&M at the end of last year would have probably been for a playoff spot for LSU and Jaden Daniels. You would have had a lot of, let's face it, college football's championship weekend, conference championship weekend, how many years have we had two or three of those games mean nothing? You know, Wake Forest and Georgia Tech, or Wake Forest and Duke. Didn't Wake Forest and Duke play one year in an ACC title game?
I think it was
You know, Kansas State and Oak State. Like, every conference championship game now is going to matter. I wanted to point out, for those of you that don't know how it works, so there is a requirement for one of the non-power leagues to get a bid. So the highest ranked non-power league team, which could be Denton's alma mater, Liberty University, gets one of the 12 spots. And the other thing about the way that the playoff field is determined is the top four bye teams have to come from the major conferences. So Notre Dame can't actually qualify for a top four seed. I think I have that right, Denton.
You are correct, yeah.
And so at the same time, you and I have talked about this before, the teams that get a bye and don't have to play in that first round are also missing out on a massive revenue,
massive
first round game at home in their home stadium. So Notre Dame is a 5 seed or a 6 seed, may prefer that, not that they need the revenue, but it'll be seeded, you know, 5 will play 12, 6 will play 11, 7 will play 10, 8 will play 9 on December 20th and December 21st, and then you get to the quarterfinal matchups with the top four bye-seeded teams. They use the bowls for that. They use the bowls for the semifinals, and then the national championship game comes. It's going to be incredible. I was, in looking at this schedule, just like the playoff semifinals, Denton, Thursday, January 9th, Friday, January 10th, and then Saturday, January 11th is wild card, doubleheader Saturday. Sunday, January 12th is wild card tripleheader Sunday. And then you get a wild card game on Monday night. That stretch of football is going to be amazing.
It's a fire hose, and a lot of money is going to be won or lost. I mean, it's going to be so easy to just throw some bets down on. It's going to be awesome. That's a stretch we don't get a ton. I mean, we're about to start a stretch, not this week, obviously, because it's only week zero. But next week, Kevin, I don't know how much you've looked at that schedule, because the NFL hasn't started yet next week. They start on Thursday, and there's a ton of games on Thursday. Then they go Friday, Saturday, you get USC and LSU on Sunday, and then Florida State's in action again on Monday. So you get 5 days in a row of college football start next Thursday. I love the way that the college game and the NFL game really have an understanding of, we can just pimp the schedule in favor of us and make it so that you have to sit down and watch these games.
Yeah, the first Saturday, Labor Day weekend of the full slate, Clemson, Georgia, Penn State, West Virginia, both at noon. Miami, Florida at 3:30. I'm going to tell you right now, I may have a smell test pick before the end of this show, but I will have a lot of juice on West Virginia plus that number at home in Morgantown against Penn State next week. That is such a high-pressure game for James Franklin, and you know that Morgantown will be fired up for that game. I'll bet you any amount of money I'll have Florida for the maximum at home in the swamp against Miami. I wanted to ask you real quickly before we get into all of this. Do you think Ryan Day, the head coach at Ohio State,
yes,
it's more important for him to beat Michigan this year or get to the playoff?
Beat Michigan. If you change that to win the championship, the answer is different. But if he just gets to the playoff and loses and then has also lost to Michigan, considering the context that this is not a Jim Harbaugh Michigan team, it's not a team that has like a J.J. McCarthy, who we didn't think would be drafted as highly as he was, but we had a pretty good idea he was going to play in the NFL. Their defense is still going to be good in Michigan, but with Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel both publicly coming out and saying this is one of the most talented Ohio State teams ever, you have to beat Michigan this year. It has to be done. So if he does not beat Michigan and they lose in the college football playoff before they get to the national championship, there's going to be hell to pay in Columbus. There's going to be a lot of really angry people asking for Ryan Day's head.
Write down October 12th on your calendars, people. Ohio State at Oregon in a conference game, Ole Miss at LSU, and Penn State at USC in a conference game. Not a bad Saturday afternoon. All right, this is what I want to do with Denton. I want to go through each of the leagues, tell everybody what these leagues look like now, because they've all changed, and then get Denton to give me the conference championship winner and then the other playoff teams from the leagues. Let's start with the Big Ten, because we just mentioned the Big Ten. Big Ten, for those of you who don't know, now 18 teams after the additions of USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington. No more, you know, Big Ten East and West. Everybody's lumped into one thing. So the top two teams will face each other in the conference championship game. Thank God. Happen for all these leagues.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, who wins the Big Ten? And then are there other playoff teams out of the Big Ten?
Yeah, so this is a league that's going to have multiple bids. You won't be able to say that about all four of the power leagues, but the Big Ten is going to have multiple teams making it to the college football playoff. It's chalky, but right now I'm still leaning in the direction of Ohio State. The main differentiator in my mind between Ohio State and Oregon is the coaching. I love Dan Lanning. He's one of my favorite coaches in college football, but it's impossible to deny that he's never won a massive game. He had multiple opportunities against Washington. That first game, which you and I were on Oregon on both of those games, but that first game, he effectively coached his way out of winning by continually going for two, continually going for it on fourth down. He tried to get a little too cute, a little too analytical, a little too aggressive, and it backfired. And then the second game, when they were massive favorites, I mean, 9.5, I think, is what the game went off at. It might have opened a little longer odds than that. And they lose that game to Washington. So I am kind of on the fence about what he can do against a good team in a big game. So like you mentioned, that October 12th day, circle that one on your calendar. But I do think it's going to be Ohio State that comes away with the Big Ten. Now, with that said, Oregon is going to get into the college football playoff. Those are the two that I am almost certain getting in. I have given you a bit of a long shot. The numbers come down a tad since I last gave it out to you, but I like Iowa to get into the college football playoff because that schedule is a cakewalk. Their offense isn't good. Their offense was atrocious last year, but if they can just graduate to being bad on the scale of good and bad offense, they're going to win 10 games because the most difficult game on that schedule is Ohio State, which you can chalk that up as a loss. But if you have 10 wins and you're in a Power Four conference, or if you have 10 wins and you're in the Big Ten, you're getting into the college football playoff.
Are they going to be able to score points?
I think so.
This year?
I mean, they literally can't be worse than last year. It is physically impossible. They were group of fives. They were junior colleges. Like, Northern Virginia Community College had a better offense than them. Georgetown's flag football team had a better offense. Like, it's impossible to be worse offensively than they were last year.
Cade McNamara's the quarterback again?
Yeah, I don't love him. I don't love him.
So you don't think Penn State makes the playoff?
I do think that they have an opportunity. I don't think that they would be there a shoo-in for the playoff. I need to see more from Drew Aller. I still am a believer that if you utilize him correctly, there is something to be done with Drew Aller on offense. But James Franklin needs to let somebody else be in control, because we have seen for multiple years with multiple quarterbacks that when he is the sole offensive mastermind, the quarterbacks usually fall off the rails around October, November. So somebody else needs to be in control. I do think they can get in. There's an avenue for them to get in, but I wouldn't call it a guarantee. So I got two teams that are for sure guarantees, and I got two teams in Penn State and Iowa that I think have a really good avenue to get in.
You know, keep in mind now, people, with like the way it's set up, Ohio State plays at Oregon on October 12th. They could play again in the Big Ten title, and then they could play a third time in the playoff. All right, let's go to the SEC. Who do you have winning it, and who do you have making the playoff?
So this is another conference that is going to for sure have multiple teams in. Georgia is going to win this because they are stacked in the trenches. You know, Kirby Smart, I don't really know how I feel, honestly, about Carson Beck. I've watched him. I like what I've seen. I don't look at him and say, this guy is for sure the best quarterback in college football. So I'm a little skeptical about him, but Kirby Smart is the best when it comes to recruiting in the trenches. If you remember way back, when Dabo Sweeney was competing with Alabama, he was better, arguably, than Nick Saban at building an offensive and a defensive line because he knew that was how you had to beat them. Now Nick Saban is gone, but Kirby Smart is the top when it comes to recruiting an offensive and a defensive line. Now you should take their keys away. They don't need to be driving because they drive way too fast. But that team is going to be almost impossible to do anything against at the line of scrimmage. So I think they're going to win the SEC. I like Quinn Ewers more than most people seem to. Everybody seems to be like really not down necessarily, but not on top of him.
Texas's quarterback,
yeah. Nobody seems to love him the way they love Carson Beck at Georgia, or they love Dylan Gabriel, who's a Heisman favorite at Oregon. I still really like Quinn Ewers. I'd like to see what their wide receivers are going to look like, but I think they get in, and I think Alabama gets in. Jalen Milroe is my Heisman pick. I got him at 14-1, and it's a combination of seeing what he did last year, which was really impressive when it came to making big plays. There are certainly some flaws there, but really impressive at making big plays, and then coupling that with what Kalen DeBoer was able to do with Michael Penix, who Michael Penix was a good quarterback when he came from Indiana to Washington, and he turned him into a great quarterback. So I'm really excited to see how those two guys mesh together. I think Alabama, they're going to have two losses for sure just because their schedule's a gauntlet in the SEC, but I think they're getting into the playoff, and Ole Miss better get in. Ole Miss better get in. If Ole Miss doesn't get in, Lane's
so
in trouble.
So you gave me your Heisman pick right there, Jalen Milroe. But, I mean, you've got Georgia and Texas ahead of them, which would certainly give Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers a shot. I think they've got better odds anyway.
They do have better odds, yeah.
Yeah. Georgia's schedule, by the way, is a gauntlet this year, where it wasn't last year. They open with Clemson, they play at Bama, they play at Texas, and they play at Ole Miss. They have three games on the road against right now top six teams in the country. And by the way, Tennessee at home, and Tennessee's got a shot. So you got Georgia, Texas, Bama out of the SEC, Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa out of the Big Ten. Let's go to the ACC. Who wins it? And are there more than one ACC teams in the playoff?
This is where we're getting freaky a little bit. Florida State is the favorite. Clemson is a very close second behind them. Miami is a very close third. I'm looking at Florida State plus 320, Clemson plus 350, Miami plus 380. I like Virginia Tech at the ACC. I really like what Brent Pry is doing.
To win the league.
To win the league at 10-1. I've already put that bet down. I put that down weeks ago. I really like what they're building there. I've been fooled by Virginia Tech in the past, but I'm confident in what I've seen with them that they're going to be able to compete. And because this conference is so wide open.
Are they even ranked preseason?
They are not. They're on the others receiving votes, but they are not ranked. Which doesn't bother me at all.
Go ahead. Tell us why Virginia Tech wins the ACC and is in the college football playoff.
I love their quarterback. I think Kyren Drones, there are some similarities when it comes to, I don't want to put the burden of him being similar to Jaden Daniels or being similar to a guy like it maybe a Jalen Hurts, but there are similarities athletically, but it really comes down to who doesn't turn the ball over. You know, he's really good at protecting the football and being efficient with the football. And I think as you continue to grow in the system that they have there and you bring in a lot of the guys back this year that you had last year, there should be a comfortability with that. I've been really big this season on loving teams that bring a lot of their starters from the previous year back. In this wild world where everything is changing and guys are coming, guys are going, if you keep the core of what your program is together, I feel like that gives you a little bit of a leg up. And especially like with Florida State, they lost just about everybody. They're bringing just about every new in at every position. So I like Virginia Tech to stun some people. You can get him at 10-1 to win the ACC, but I like Virginia
Tech. He rushed for nearly 200 yards in that bowl win in Annapolis, the military bowl over Tulane. Yeah. I think he was right. He had a massive rushing effort in that game.
They're going to be a fun team. I know a lot of people who are in the area are used to Virginia Tech being lifted up and then underperforming. This year is going to be different.
At Miami on a Friday night late September, that would seem to be a big game. Who else from the ACC in the playoff?
I think it's just going to be their champion.
So no FSU and no Clemson.
I think the ACC, due to the fact that the Big Ten and SEC are incredibly strong and Notre Dame I'm expecting to get in, I think it's just going to be one team out of the ACC.
The ACC, let me just remind everybody, added Cal, Stanford, and SMU. Also in the SEC, which we already went through, Oklahoma and Texas in the league for the first time. All right, let's go to the Big 12, and we'll do that and get your Heisman pick and get your Maryland season pick and maybe a smell test when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, Big 12, Denton. Who wins it? How many playoff teams?
So this is another, I think...
Big 12, by the way, let me just mention real quickly, because it is different. Again, there's no hardcore college football fan that would be able to name all Big 12 teams right now. There are 16 schools. They added Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and a team that I love this year, Utah. Who do you like coming out of the Big 12?
I like Oklahoma State at plus 850. You know, I really love Utah and Kyle Whittingham, but I just don't know what version of Cam Rising we're going to see this year coming back off the injury. I hope it's the best version. If it is, they're going to win, but because I'm not confident in that, I think the best player in the conference resides on the roster of Oklahoma State. Granted, he's a running back, and running backs don't mean much, but I like Oklahoma State at plus 850. This is going to be the most fun conference, Kevin, because everybody's going to beat up on each other. So with that said, you might only get one team into the college football playoff, but it's going to be a hell of a ride getting to that one team.
Well, you need more teams here because you got three from the Big Ten, three from the SEC, one from the ACC, and one from the Big 12. That's eight. We need 12.
And I told you,
get a power. Who's your power five team?
Why, I gave you Notre Dame.
Who's your non-Power 5 team, I meant?
It's going to be Liberty. Come on.
Liberty?
Yeah, of course.
You've got Notre Dame, so that gets you to 10, so you're missing two teams.
That gets me to 10, and then I think it's either going to be Penn State, Ole Miss. Maybe if a Clemson or Florida State can lose the ACC championship but only have one or two losses. I mean, it gets down to not feeling comfortable with everybody else. Like, I'm kind of intrigued with Tennessee and Texas A&M. You know, Tennessee has that quarterback, Nico Y, that's the big NIL dude. He gets $8 million. They're a team I'm intrigued with. So I guess I'll give you Tennessee. How about that? I'll give you Tennessee as a final one.
That's an interesting one. I'm with you. The way Heupel schemes it up offensively, I'm interested to watch that quarterback this year. You've got Jalen Milroe winning the Heisman Trophy. Your national title game and winner is?
I'm going to go Georgia. I'm going to go Georgia over Oregon. I don't feel great about it. It'll change, but I'm going to go Georgia over Oregon.
So you got Ohio State winning the regular season title, winning the Big Ten title, but Oregon against Georgia in the final.
Yeah.
How many wins for Maryland this year?
7. They get to a bowl game again.
It's going to come down to quarterback for the Terps. They should be much improved defensively. They've got a really good defensive front. They'll be one of the better defensive teams, one of the better defensive teams that Loxley's had, but they're replacing Leah Tungavailoa, Talia, and I think Billy Edwards is going to end up starting the way it looks now. We'll see, but I'm excited. The Terps have a schedule that's very favorable. They're favored in their first 6 games, Denton, right now on paper. That could get them to an October matchup with the Trojans in College Park, USC, as an undefeated team. All right. I'm going to pass on a smell test pick here in week 0. It's just a bit too early for the smell test. I got to see these games. They're in it's in Dublin. Georgia Tech's the right side. Don't get me wrong. Taking the points in Georgia Tech is 100% the right side. There's a lot of public action on Florida State. There's been sharp action on Georgia Tech. The one problem I have with it is just this game's been bet for like 4 months. You know, once it was scheduled for this date and as the first college game of the year, you've just got so much action on it. I personally will have Georgia Tech plus the points tomorrow. And my first wager really since, I don't know, did I bet maybe an NBA playoff game or two? I'll have Georgia Tech, but it is not an official smell test selection. We'll start that next week. All right, brother, back on Monday. And we'll have cut down date. By the way, it was announced today by Dan Quinn that Jaden Daniels will not play Sunday night against the New England Patriots. Not a shocker. Chris Russell up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.